Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will eventually turn sunny. We'll have northwest winds, a bit breezy, with highs near the 50-degree mark. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies and upper 20s, sunshine and breezy on Monday with our afternoon highs in the upper 50s, currently 46 degrees.
Hi, and welcome to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and today we are talking about country songs that celebrate or at least talk about the future. I think, Drew, it's a little bit challenging to find 2 hours of country music that are excited about the future.
Well, it's interesting because most of country music, not most, but a lot of country music is looking backwards. It's very much nostalgic. It's very much about the good old days. Grandpa, tell me about the future. That's not a song. It says, tell me about the good old days. And I was actually surprised to find, as far as the broad topic of the future generally, only one song, I think. I think everything else we found is about things the future may bring, whether it be technology or other stuff or adjusting to the future. But there's only really, I think, one song in country music that we found that is just about generally the future.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting thing that I thought we'd find a few more songs that were forward-looking. There's definitely some songs that we're going to play today that are from the past looking forward, but even back then in the 40s and 50s, they were a little bit nervous about the atomic age.
Yeah, I think a general nervousness about the future is common, but you think about sci-fi or other forms of entertainment, a lot of things are looking towards the future. A lot of artists, writers, other musicians, country music, it's just interesting. I found it interesting how much, frankly, we struggled to find a certain number of songs. I say we, you struggled. but I think we got some good ones. I know we got some good ones.
And the thing that's interesting for me, taking a step back and looking historically, like, I understand songs from country music not being excited about the future in the 80s, you know, with the farm crisis and, you know, the decline of rural America. But even going back to like the 30s and 40s, as they were headed into like the golden era of rural America, you know, that Norman Rockwell period, they still weren't super excited. I mean, think about songs about John Henry, looking at the change in technology and how that was impacting people even over 100 years ago.
Well, I think that's indicative of the sort of situation of rural people in America and how it kind of hasn't changed over time, which is that we have learned that we can and will be left behind. John Henry's a perfect example. The future's here. We don't have to dig these tunnels for these railroads by hand anymore. Isn't that great? Well, what about the people whose families relied upon the job of digging the tunnel by hand? No, it's not great for them. So I think there is a through line of rural people being afraid of the future, being afraid of change and getting left behind or caught up in it. Dust Bowl, depression, the great flights into the city because we're losing the farm or we can't make money off the farms. Just constantly, constantly, over and over again in our art, you see that progress in quote-unquote America sometimes means pain in the rural parts of America. Maybe that's why there's not a lot of songs about the future.
I think you're right. Well, the first song that we're going to play is probably one of the most optimistic songs about the future, and that is Welcome to the Future by Brad Paisley. I think, looking back, how different America was in 2009 when he wrote that song.
Yeah, I think we would... I don't want to say we're getting over, but country music as a genre was done being angry about 9/11, I think, or maybe that's not the right way to phrase it, but it kind of moved on artistically, and there was a lot of hope. I think you're right. And also, this is the song I was referring to. That's the only one we found that's broadly, generally about the future. I don't think it's coincidence it was a Paisley song. I think that guy's a quirky guy. I think he's a smart guy. I think he might have recognized, hey, here's a topic that's very broad that no one's done a song on. How is that possible?
Absolutely. And, he's known for his innovation around the, guitar music. I think there's some songs he's put out that has they've had 60 tracks of guitar on one song. And he's really innovative on that stuff. But this is probably one of the most innovative country songs out there, taking a whole topic that's never been discussed and being so open and so optimistic about it.
It's interesting because I think whoever you talk to, Brad Paisley is the most incorrectly rated person of all time. I think most people underrate him, and then the people who really nerd out on the stuff you just talk about, they're like, oh, he's the greatest guitar player since, and you're like, all right, maybe not the greatest, but he is certainly, as you said, so innovative, and he is underrated by most people for that reason, I think. And he's funny. He's a funny songwriter.
Absolutely. All right, well, here is Welcome to the Future by Brad Paisley.
Thinking how cool it would be when we were going on an 8-hour drive. If I could just watch TV, I'd have given anything to have my own. To have to get a ride down to the arcade. Now I've got it on my phone. Hey, glory, glory, hallelujah. Welcome to. Crossing his front yard.
asking out the homecoming queen. I thought about him today, everybody who's seen what he's seen, from a woman on a bus to a man with a dream. Hey, wake up,
Drew, is Nathaniel Rateliff somebody that you listen to?
Absolutely. I love Nathaniel Rateliff. I got to see him live at Bonnaroo a couple times. First time I saw him, frankly, didn't have a great set. He put a tweet out, my sound guy, you know, well, he didn't quite blame. Take it easy on the sound guy. But the next time I saw him, oh, it sounded so good. I think that Nathaniel Rateliff live might be one of my favorite shows ever.
Yeah, and for those that haven't heard his music, how would you describe it? I mean, it's very kind of a vintage sound.
Yes.
It's definitely country. He has a strong bluegrass background, but he adds some horns, very upbeat.
And then he has a soulful voice mm-hmm. that harkens back in a vintage way, too. I mean, like many folksy Americana country artists, he pulls from so many genres. I guess it's hard to pin him down, but I would definitely describe him as soul country.
Yeah, soul country is a great way to describe it. And the song that we're going to listen to next, The Future, is a song that he was writing during COVID lockdowns. And I think that there's a lot of art that was coming out during that time. And you're on the road, you know how people were impacted and how livelihoods changed. And I think that was something we saw with musicians. And I really like seeing this song coming from that time.
I agree. And also, I think he captured the moment quite well in terms of the division that we had, the anger and the fear. A lot of people during the pandemic were completely reasonably upset, scared. That turned to anger. And I think he really captured that in this song and captured the mood. I love it when artists are able to do that.
Absolutely. All right. Here is The Future by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
Is the future open? Is the future seen? You'd have to pay forever. And if you don't believe, they'll come down on you. From the longest fall. When they've all been vanquished, and they've all been tried, like it's some great penalty, but it's just their pride, and they got no follow through. They hold the weakest stands. Yeah, well,
hands and you crave for fire on the roofs of innocence. You watch them wreathe and ride, and it don't bother you. You feel so brave. Standing in the water, you think that you've been saved. With your blind ignorance, in comes a crashing wave. And see what drowning do in your watery grave. Well, they've come to steal and divide. All that's good. Yeah, they've come to steal and divide. All that's good.
Drew, one of my favorite things that country artists do is have kind of a breakout hit or a series of breakout hits late in life. I think some of the best country songs are written by artists nearing or at retirement age. And John Anderson put out an album in the last couple of years that I thought was just absolutely fantastic. And a number of younger artists came along and sang his cover songs and did a tribute to him. And it's one of my favorite albums.
Yeah, I think I had heard this song that we're about to play from Sierra Farrell at some point and didn't realize that it was a cover or something penned by John Anderson, a guy who's been around since, what, the 70s at least, had such a long career, such an interesting career. Seminole Winds, one of my favorite songs of all time. This song, Years, you know, it's interesting, as we said in the top, finding songs about the future. This one's about looking forward while you're looking back, which is, I think, appropriate for someone his age. Not that it would be inappropriate for him to write about anything else, but it's such a great topic. I think it captures the age that he's at.
And I think one of the things that I liked about Sierra Farrell covering the song and her playing it at a time, I mean, John Anderson put it out and then she covered it within that year. I mean, so I think it was coordinated, but it's a different song when it's sung by a younger person.
100%.
And I think that's why I wanted to include it here in our show about the future, is because I feel like when he sings it, it's a song about the future and he won't be there,
right?
But he's kind of looking back on this life that he lived, and I think he's definitely had a very full and meaningful life. And I think that's why I like the songs that are coming out late in life. I think of Johnny Cash in the early 2000s when he put out Hurt, you know, Nine Inch Nails song, singing that in, you know, his 60s and 70s. I mean, it was just so powerful.
It changed everything. Who's singing the song can change everything too. A little bit goofier song, but a perfect example of that. Redneck Woman, Gretchen Wilson. If a young pop starlet in country puts that out at 23, it's horrible, mm-hmm. frankly.
Yep.
You don't want to hear that. But Gretchen Wilson, her career started late. She had been a bartender,
yep.
was struggling to make it. You hear a 35-year-old bartender put out Redneck Woman, and you're like, okay, I buy this.
Yep.
I know that woman.
That's right.
She's not a high-class broad, you know?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
one of the lyrics.
Yeah.
Whereas, again, if a pop starlet had done it, it would be different. Pam Tillis has some songs like that. Maybe it was Memphis. Maybe it was Memphis cannot be sung by a 25-year-old.
Yep.
Because a 25-year-old doesn't feel those things.
Yep.
Couldn't have been sung by a man either. It could have been, just would have been a different song.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here is Years by John Anderson.
Years. Everybody knows you gotta let them go and they kind of roll by like tears. Just a measure of time playing with your mind, passing you by those years. Look around, up and down, they're nowhere to be found. Like the wind, my old friends, they come and go again. Don't look back in sorrow, just hope you see tomorrow. Those years, everybody knows you gotta let them go and they kinda roll by like tears. Just a measure of time playing with your mind, passing you by those years. Family, when we're gone, they live on to see what we won't see. Don't look back in sorrow. The children have tomorrow. Those years, everybody knows you gotta let them go and they kind of roll by like tears. Just a measure of time.
Coming up, we're going to hear next from the Dixie Chicks, Rascal Flatts, Johnny Cash, so stick around.
WIRI Nacoosa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will eventually turn sunny. We'll have northwest winds, a bit breezy, with highs near the 50-degree mark. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies and upper 20s. Sunshine and breezy on Monday, with our afternoon highs in the upper 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
Back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew. We're talking all about songs celebrating or at least discussing the future.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We've started this episode and I've started to get squirrely about the future. I got a baby on the way. Maybe I'm starting to get why these country artists maybe don't want to sing about it so much. It's scary to think about the unknown.
Well, there's definitely going to be some songs in this playlist that are about the scary future. But the next one is one of my favorite songs. I'm not going to lie. I grew up in the Great Plains. The Dixie Chicks, when they came out with Wide Open Spaces, to me, that is, it's not directly about the future, but for me growing up, you know, young high school kid, when this song came out, you can't get much more wide open than where I grew up, but it still just was such a great anthem for like graduating high school, looking to the future, trying to figure out like where you fit and thinking about all the opportunities that are out in front of you.
Yeah, my wife told me that it was their high school graduation song, like the song that your class either walks out to or sings together at the end or whatever. Yeah. The Dixie Chicks are absolutely looking forward to the future in this song. It's also about when you are in a small town and you're excited about when you're able to leave, what that next step is, mm-hmm. what you need for that next step. And that's one way that I think country music has explored the future, just that sort of like the next part of life, I can't wait on it.
Yeah, that's, we already played on one of our shows the Travis Tritt song, Where Corn Don't Grow.
Right.
And that to me is, I mean, it's both looking forward and looking back, but there is that element of kind of getting too big for your current circumstances and wanting more and connecting that to growing up in a small town. All right, so here's Wide Open Spaces by the Chicks.
Never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own, a place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago when she stood there and let her own the highest stakes, she knows the highest.
Zig Song is actually a cover. I think there's probably a lot of country music fans who are younger who maybe don't know that, but I think all the older country fans know that Life is a Highway wasn't originally by Rascal Flatts. I think anyone would agree that his voice, though, added something to the song that is incomparable and changed it, which only a country musician can do. When you take a rock and roll cover, you make it country, it changes it. And this one, I think it changed for the better because it made the song sort of happier.
Yeah, and I think that the idea of life being a highway, it's also very similar to the Dixie Chicks song, Wide Open Spaces. I mean, there is a common theme there of kind of open road, going out, the you know, the future is bright. I think everybody that's been on a road trip has probably played this song at least one time, especially if that road trip was like in the last 20 years, especially if it was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, and I think everyone who's heard any version of this song, if it catches you in the right mood, you sort of think it's about you. You're like, yeah, life is a highway.
That's right.
I am going to ride it all night long. You feel good about the future.
It's definitely a mood song. There is absolutely a mood for this song. Yeah. And if it hits you and you're in it, it's like the best song in the world.
And I hope some of you listening right now are in the right mood to hear Rascal Flatts' version of Life is a Highway.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Memphis Nights.
Drew, the last couple songs that we've been playing have been very positive. And I think that that open road, open spaces, looking to the future with Brad Paisley song, I mean, that's all very positive. But the fact is that for a lot of country music, the future is not a positive subject. And I did want to include some of those songs in this rundown today.
Well, one of the reasons I'm such a country music fan is that I do like music that takes an honest look at the harder parts of life. And this next song is an example. Johnny Cash is an artist who is not afraid to be honest about what he's feeling. And this song is a perfect example of that. It's looking forward to a future in which he can, from my perspective, get along with the darker side of himself a little bit better and not lose to it all the time.
Absolutely. And this is another song that he recorded late in life. And I think that there's his voice was changing again as he was getting older. And that his voice just sounds so great with the music that they were playing, you know, backing him up. And I think that that album that he, I think it was one of the last albums he put out, I just absolutely love it. And just like the John Anderson song we played, I think this is another one that really, there's some wisdom that comes with country music written or at least performed by an artist late in their life.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you hear him sing it and you see it like in a video of him that late in life singing this song, you also kind of get the sense he might be singing about death, that yep. The darkness isn't just the darkness inside him, but the darkness that's coming for him. And I know that's a scary topic for most people, but you know, you'd say, we've had positive songs. Here's a darker one. I do consider this a positive song. It's very dark, but it's a very positive song in my opinion, because he's saying, I will become one with these things that I'm afraid of. I won't run from them. Mm-hmm. I'll embrace them. And there's something powerful about that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here is I See a Darkness by Johnny Cash.
Well, you're my friend. And can you see many times we've been out drinking, many times we shared our thoughts, but did you ever notice the kind of thoughts I got? Well, you know I have a love for everyone I know. And you know I have a drive to live, I won't let go. But can you see its opposition comes rising up sometimes? That it's dreadful and position comes blacking in my mind, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness. Did you know how much I love you? Here's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. Well, I hope that someday, buddy, we have peace in our lives, together or apart, alone or with our wives, and we can stop our whoring
and pull the smiles inside and light it up forever and never go to sleep. My best unbeaten brother, this isn't all I see. Darkness, oh no, I see a darkness. Oh no, I see a darkness. Oh no, I see a darkness. Did you know how much I love you? Is a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness.
We still have a number of songs coming up on the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Next up, we're going to hear from Doc Watson, the Lubin Brothers, Hank Williams Jr., so stick around.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
The Cowboy Union Jam meets at McMillan Memorial Library every second Wednesday of the month from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Come on down and listen to area musicians playing traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel music. That's every second Wednesday of the month from 1 to 3. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. I'm here with Drew Morgan. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Today, we are talking about country songs, singing about the future. Drew, the next few songs that we're going to be playing are songs about technology or a changing world. And I think that theme has been around country music since the beginning. And some of the traditional artists that go back to the early 1900s would use the story of John Henry to talk about how the times were changing. And I think we played some John Henry related songs on our work episode, but for those that didn't hear that, John Henry, do you want to talk a little bit about John Henry?
Yeah, it's a classic American folk tale in which John Henry was the greatest worker on the railroad that the railroad had ever seen. He could dig a tunnel and move rock by himself at a rate that was unbelievable to people. And then through the wonders of modern technology, the smart man, the company man, beat him, was able to move rock and dig a hole, dig a tunnel more quickly. Well, that's not quite true. Actually, John Henry beat him in the race, but died doing so. It's a metaphor for what it takes for the working man to try and beat the company. It's a beautiful metaphor. Of course, it's used in folk songs and in country music because country music and folk songs have historically been on the side of the working man. And it gets at our theme that we were talking about at the top of the show so perfectly because rural people, while we look forward to the future, progress, quote-unquote, often leaves us behind, especially in the form of losing jobs. And that's exactly what John Henry's about. It's kind of crazy that John Henry is a metaphor for what times were like so long ago in America and right now.
Right. And he was up against the steam shovel. I mean, he was up against this technology that was just impossible for a man with a hammer to take it on. And I think that story of automation is still really relevant today.
The robots took our jobs. Yeah. It's almost become a joke where everyone's pretending like it's a funny, humorous thing, and it is.
Yeah.
But it's scary. That's why we make jokes. Right. I'm a professional comedian. We make jokes to process things that we're uncomfortable with. So anytime you hear someone even jokingly go, robots are going to take our jobs, there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
And it's been around since John Henry.
Yeah. I mean, just go to the grocery store or to Walmart at, the self-checkout aisles. I mean, you definitely see there's this.
Oh, yeah.
The technology is changing the work.
Are you tempted to just take a little bit for free? Not as stealing. That's to pay you.
Right.
That's your payment for working
right
there. I don't work for Walmart.
Right.
They're not giving me $8 an hour.
Right.
If they start, I'll stop taking the dog food. you just forget. You don't mean to.
Right.
It's on the bottom of the cart.
Right. You're just the worst employee they have.
Exactly.
You're not a thief. You're a crappy employee.
You can't arrest me. Fire me. And I didn't want to work there anyway.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here is John Henry by Doc Watson.
Let's get a little bit of that old John Henry there to start this thing off with right here, son. And that kind of blues sound, enter D.
Mm-hmm. Johnny gonna be a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. But Johnny gonna be a steel driving man. Now the man that invented that old steam mill, he thought it mighty fine. But Johnny drove it down 15 feet while that steam mill only made it 9.
Drew, this next song I absolutely love. One, because it's kind of a gospel song, but it's also like a fire and brimstone gospel song talking about the coming apocalypse because of the invention of atomic or nuclear power. This is by the Lumen Brothers. I know you're a big fan of them, but I absolutely think this song is the whole reason why I wanted to do the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I had never heard this song prior to a couple months ago when I started researching a bunch of these songs. I knew the Lumen Brothers, but I didn't know about this song specifically. And when I heard it, I just absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I'm in love with this song too. It's so great because country music, as we know, and we have been preaching on this show and elsewhere, belongs among all of the great genres of both music and art. This is an existential song. This is a song about both nihilism, existentialism, and if you're driving down the road right now and you're like, what in the world is this guy talking about? We're talking about the Lumen Brothers. Yes, but the Lumen Brothers are talking about the atomic bomb potentially ending life on Earth, but it's not all high and mighty like I just spun it with all those big words. They do it in such a great way that country music is so capable of, where you just take something huge and you just make it simple. What's my perspective on it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing about it is I actually don't think it's just about the atomic bomb. It's also about nuclear power plants.
100%. 100% correct.
We need more country songs, country gospel songs about energy development in the United States.
Right, but you can't phrase it that way.
Well, I mean, I can't believe there wasn't a song called Drill Baby Drill. I mean, there's got to be a song called Drill Baby Drill.
I bet there is. And I bet that it got buried because it was too cheesy.
I bet it has like 75 views on YouTube.
Right.
All right. Well, here's the Lumen Brothers, The Great Atomic Power.
Do you fear this man's invention that they call atomic power? Are we all in great confusion? Do we know the time or hour? When a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible destruction, blotting out the works of man.
Are you ready? Ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? Beside you, and you'll never taste of death. For your soul will fly to safety and eternal peace and rest. Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire ain't from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? An army who can conquer all the enemy's great band. It's a regiment of Christians guided by the Savior's hand. When the mushroom of destruction falls in all its fury great, God will surely save his children from that awful, awful fate. Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the
So many songs in country music singing about the future and technology take a negative look, but there are some positives.
Absolutely. This is a very tongue-in-cheek song we have coming up by Hank Williams Jr., who's great at tongue-in-cheek songs. Now, this is not a song where if I had to make a time capsule for the aliens that explains to them what country music is or what it could be, or even Hank Williams Jr., yeah. This is not one I would include. But when I listen to it, there is certainly a place for this kind of humor in country music where, it's a dad joke.
Yeah.
But it's a well-executed dad joke. And as a soon-to-be new dad, yeah. I appreciate it. And I hope somebody will fax me a beer one day.
Yeah, I think there's got to be in every time capsule that was buried, like things that people were like, did we really have to bury those? we really thought those were going to be around for a while, but you can just tell that this song is like late 80s, early 90s, because I mean, that's so something we would say back then. Like, just like you can send texts and letters, but that's it. And I mean, that's basically like you can send paperwork and paperwork sucks. Like, why can't we do something great with this technology? Like, you know, faxing actual things.
Well, again, it's what is so great, in my opinion, about a great dad joke. All great dad jokes are both timeless and specific to their time. They're so corny because they're so specific to their time, but then they're timeless too because we all get it. We all appreciate it. I like the song. Am I going to listen to it every day for the rest of my life? I don't predict that's in my future, but I absolutely love this song.
All right, here's Hank Williams Jr., Fax Me a Beer.
Chips and fat-free fat these days. Well, that's all fine, but I got a mind that's changing too fast for me. 'Cause what I thought was new last month, this month it's history. I got a brand new VCR. It's got 29,000 functions, and I can't make the damn thing work, so there goes Petticoat Junction. That's when I got the best idea I think I've had in years. I think I'll be cool and invent the tools that'll fax me a beer. Would you all please fax me a beer? This invention's gonna sell.
this is all in the clear. Sit back, relax, and punch your backs, and I'll back you a beer. Japan and Germany, they got nothing on us, you see. Why, this is the latest in good old American high technology. And when this hits the marketplace, Uncle Sam will rule the world. Well, hold on, cause I'm working on a machine that'll fax a real live girl. Would you all please fax me a beer? This invention's gonna set the whole world on its ear. The old office code will never quite be the same when it comes out cold and clear. Sit back, relax, and punch your fax, and I'll send you a beer.
Coming up, we have Cletus T. Judd, Hank Williams, and Tim McGraw. Stick around. Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WIRI 105.5 WisCountry.
CBS News Brief. In South Carolina, Donald Trump wins, but his opponent stays in. Here's correspondent Steve Kathan.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says there's reason to go on.
I know 40% is not 50%. But I also know 40% is not some tiny group.
With international calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back on CBS's Face the Nation.
We have to win the war, have total victory, but also not have an international dictate of a Palestinian state on it shoved down our throats that would endanger Israel.
After threatening to withhold Alexei Navalny's remains, Russian officials have turned them over to his mother. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CNN's State of the Union.
I think the president believes that any mother deserves the funeral for their child that they would like. That should be a basic human thing, not a question of policy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will eventually turn sunny. We'll have northwest winds, a bit breezy, with highs near the 50-degree mark. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies and upper 20s. Sunshine and breezy on Monday, with our afternoon highs in the upper 50s. Currently 49 degrees.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about country songs that celebrate the future, or at least sing about the future. Drew, the next set of songs are, I think, really, there's some fun ones in here.